do not find the state intervention in such a serious matter less than unacceptable. And we think that they must not overstep. Otherwise, they are engaged in an illegal.
How is your demand being carried on?
The release is the first of them. The petition, trash, we intend to petition the gender ministry, we intend to petition the presidency, we have petition. These are only some internal measures we are taking, after which, if we observe carefully and we realize that no step is being taken, especially by the state authorities, because it's a crime and the state must be interested, then we intend to take it a step further by petitioning, for instance, the ECOWAS, Commission on Human Rights, and other international bodies.
Oh, that means you have a long journey to go.
Yes, we do have, because it's an issue of human rights. And if you know very well, issues of human rights are global issues. They are not limited to a state. They are not limited to an individual. They are issues that must concern everyone.
But basically, if you want somebody arrested, you simply report to the police. Have you done that?
The police have taken up the matter. And what we need to do is to ensure, we also serve as a guard on the police to ensure that they're actually going up on the matter. So we actually going to do a follow-up on the matter. We have an ambassador in Asinfo. We want to be sure not to overstep or not to go ahead of the police. I mean, that's a state institution.
You heard Communications Director of Youth for Human Rights Africa, Christopher Anko, talking to George Asikri.